Wallaby great Matthew Burke joining us. How are you, Burkey?
Oh, boys, I'm well. How are you going with the outside broadcast, as they call it? Enjoying?
Well, we've lost one of the co-hosts.
Yeah, Loz on a junket. He's just doing a tour around the pub, signing autographs and having photos. So, Middle and I are just doing
standards.
Our thing.
Honestly,
it's like the Pope's coming to
town. It's the homecoming. Yeah,
unbelievable here in the Riverina.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
You could charge entry for Loz.
This
COVID sort of, well, I won't say outbreak, but the few COVID cases in Sydney. What does this mean for the Trans-Tasman competition due to start next week with the Australian and New Zealand Super Rugby sides?
Yeah, well, I think from what the advice is at the moment, the restrictions are going to be only 3 or 4 days, I think, from the Kiwis. But certainly my first thought was, wow, this could throw everything or spanner in the works, so to speak, and all that hard work out the window. I think a part of what Australia wants to do and what James O'Connor has said, the Queensland Reds captain, he said, we want to play these guys. We think we're, improving enough to play these guys. So, I'm looking forward to this competition going ahead, and especially, seeing what the Brumbies and the Reds can do against these Kiwi teams, who had a little snipe the other day, boys, you probably saw as well, saying, the Aussie teams aren't so good as what they think they are. So let's cross fingers. Hopefully it goes ahead because, after all the, like all sports at the moment, they're doing so much to try and keep their games going. Obviously, with the bubble, it's going to be that little bit more difficult. But cross fingers it goes ahead.
Okay, the Super Rugby final then tomorrow night. The Reds up against the Brumbies. How do you see it playing out?
Yeah, Joe, this is a good one, boys. The two games so far this year have been separated by 4 points, 2 points and 2 points in each game, in the win by the Reds. And, you look at the call that Brad Thorne's made with James O'Connor being captain, Liam Wright being benched, which is a big call. And he basically came out and said, look, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And it's interesting because that game against the Force a couple of weeks ago when they lost was an interesting one because the whole dynamics of the captaincy shifted. They were chanting their hand, they weren't taking their points. And you could say that O'Connor's been a little bit more pragmatic about it. Take points when they're on offer, has a clear-cut game plan, and he's been rewarded with the captaincy for this weekend as well. So when you look at this outfit, it's a pretty good team as well. Up front, this forwards battle and, I wore number 15, but you've got to give respect to those blokes at the front there. They are going to absolutely bash the crap out of each other. And you've got Taniela Tupou sort of, playing some really good football up against an Aussie front row in Alatoa, Slipper, Fa'anga. Then you look at their back row. It's incredibly impressive. Harry Wilson at the back there up against him. Pete Samu. The matchup of the nines are incredible. McDermott up against White, and who gets the tick of approval in that area? Then you've got Lolasio up against O'Connor, two big centres in the back three that certainly love to run the ball. I think Banks will be a key to this game as well with his kicking game for the Brumbies. But, boys, this is my prediction. Full time, a draw, go to extra time.
What?
Brumbies. Kick to the corner,
what?
Penalty, kick to the corner, driving line out as they've done all year, and I think they might sneak the victory.
No. Wow, you've thought about this, Burkey.
I have thought about this. Yeah. I know it's a home ground advantage to Queensland, obviously, and they're expecting, about 40,000 people, which is brilliant. The other part of it is, the Brumbies, I was having a bit of a chat to Nick White the other night. They're up for it. They're disappointed the way the last two games have finished off with those couple of point losses. They're a very experienced team. The biggest one they have to get over is probably James O'Connor and his goal kicking. So discipline has to be massive for them. I just think these two teams are too tight to separate, boys, and it'll come down a bit of extra time. And that Brumbies trademark driving line out will get the job done afterwards. I just have this feeling that it's going to be really difficult to put a separation between these two teams. But I think the Brumbies might get up. Sneaky one, they get up, the outsider.
Berkey, you mentioned home ground advantage. The other side to that, does the fact that the Reds have beaten the Brumbies the last couple of times, could that be significant? Or do you think come finals, it's out the window?
No, it's incredibly significant, though, Clarkey. I mean, if you look at a win, you know, most times it's sort of, you know, your teams are won by sort of 15 and 18 or, you know, 15 and 20 or thereabouts. But this has been literally on the bell, on the bell. And,
yeah.
You know, they've both been grinding games. You know, the old adage, it could have gone either way, top number, and it literally could have gone either way. You know, this was, great skills shown by both teams. You want to watch some running rugby. Both teams have got that. You know, and Whitey's comment the other day was, to me, you know, about having a crack, you know, like, so, you know, these ones, you can't freeze up in a final. And boys, you know, you've been there in those big moments, and you've got to be able to play, and you've got to be able to actually test yourself and maybe go another level. And this will be a quick game on the weekend, on Saturday night. It'll be physical. And, I always saw Dave Rennie yesterday couldn't actually choose between the Brumbies and the Reds as to who's going to be a winner, or he may have just kept that close to his chest and didn't want to actually divulge that information. You know, kept Switzerland, as they call it. So, Clarkey, I know where you're coming from, but I think those games were too close to call. I think that this could go any one of two ways, but I'm choosing the Brumbies.
Yeah.
Speaking of Dave Rennie and the Wallabies, Rugby Australia yesterday confirmed that they'll play the first test, Wallabies test, for 35 years at the SCG when they take on France in the coming months.
Yeah, that's right. And obviously with the SFS, or what it was, still under construction, they've got to find some space, and stadiums are a premium, boys, through winter at the moment when there's not many around. And you know, they know they can, you know, should be able to get a good start against the French, who are a good outfit. And as you said, those three games, I think we mentioned it maybe a couple of weeks ago, boys, 7, 13 and 17. So there's going to be a mid-weeker game there as well, so which wouldn't have been done for a while still. And they'll get some game time there. And look, it's great to have the French out with all the bits and pieces that they're struggling with at the moment through COVID too, to be able to get them out and hopefully a full-strength team who did incredibly well in the Six Nations just gone will be a massive bonus for Australia. But, yeah, SCG, iconic. Clarkey, they might have to ring you to get the keys, though, mate. That's the only thing.
Oh, I gave those away a long time ago.
Did you play there, Berkey? Did you play the SCG?
I never did. The only time I played was a game of cricket, a charity game of cricket. So, never got the chance to. Boys, we played MCG on that round thing. The interesting part of that when you're playing a rectangular sport on a circular field like that, it becomes very disorientating when you're trying to find the sidelines. And I know they've got the barriers up there as well, but you know, you don't have that comfort of seeing the grandstand, and there you are straight away. So you find a lot of the guys mistouch and just lose their bearings of where they are around the pitch. There, it's one of these sort of, you know, iconic stadiums and iconic pitches, but the guys will take a couple of minutes to get sorted.
Berkey, have a great weekend, mate.
And to you, boys, enjoy. Loz, can I get an autograph too, please, mate?
Don't believe a word that these blokes are saying, Berkey.
Believe it all.
I'm sure they carried on a little bit when I was off air at the start.
Never.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Never. It's like the Fonzarelli, the setup in the corner.
See you, champion.
On you, Berkey.